Come sit with us at Berean Bible Fellowship. We're about to listen to Pastor Bruce David Bell as the Lord speaks through the truth of His Word. Come sit with us.
When some people are far away from home, especially for a long period of time, they sometimes become homesick, and they experience an unrelenting sadness that seems to overshadow their lives. They feel isolated. They feel lonely. And sometimes they're overwhelmed by those feelings. Feelings that they just can't seem to shake. And they seem to be stressed out most of the time. You might even cry and weep for no apparent reason at all. And being homesick can not only affect us, but it can also affect those around us because it affects our ability to function effectively in our relationships with each other. And in Psalm 84, the psalmist seems to be homesick. Perhaps he's homesick for the city of Jerusalem or for the temple, but he seems to be homesick for the Lord. But this is also a joyful psalm. It's a sacred song as the psalmist anticipates the blessing of being with the Lord forever. And those of us who belong to the Lord Jesus Christ can understand how the psalmist felt. We too are homesick. We long to be home in the glory of heaven. We long to be with our Savior. We long to be with Jesus Christ. And so, in verse 1 of Psalm 84, the psalmist says this: "How lovely," yadi in Hebrew, "how almost inexpressible are the feelings of love that I have within me for you, Lord, for the place where you may be found, for your dwelling places, where the people who belong to you gather together to worship you, the living God. O Lord of hosts, the one who leads us, the one who fights for us," the psalmist says in verse 2. "My soul, all that is within me, has longed for you." Kasaf in Hebrew. "I've grown pale, and I'm about to faint, because I was so far away from you, and I yearned for you." Kala in Hebrew. "I was almost consumed with grief as I thought about the outer court and the inner court of the temple." Not the building, not the architecture, not the structure, but the place where you can be found, a place that is dedicated to you in holy adoration. "And though I'm weary, as I think about these things, my mind and my heart and my flesh overflow with worship to you. I'm refreshed in my soul, refreshed in my spirit. So I sing for joy. I cry out to the living God. I can't keep silent. Like those birds in the temple, the sparrows," the psalmist points out in verse 3. "They sing because they have found a home in your temple, in the place of your presence, a place of safety in the rafters there. And even the swallows have built nests for themselves in that place where they can find food, the crumbs of bread that fall to the floor. So that is where they give birth to their young. Even in your sanctuary, at your altars. And perhaps the psalmist even envies those birds, those sparrows, and those swallows, because he's far away from home, far away from the temple, far away from Jerusalem, in the wilderness of this world. And he's like us. He's homesick. He has a deep longing for the sweet fragrance of the glory of God, a deep longing for the Lord. So what are we to do? We are to rest in the truth of the Word of God. We are to rest in the shadow of His wings. O Lord of hosts, the psalmist continues in verse 3, my King and my God, no matter where we may be, we seek to worship you. How blessed, the psalmist points out in verse 4, Esher, how joyful are those who know you, those who are on the right path, those who are guided by your word, those who dwell in your house. They are ever praising you. This is the music of our soul as we are immersed in adoration to the Lord. Seleh, it says in Hebrew at the end of verse 4. Pause for a moment and think about these things and ask yourself this question. Is this the perspective that fills your heart? Is this the perspective that fills your life? Is this the perspective that fills your soul? Something to consider. How blessed, the psalmist goes on to say in verse 5, is the man or the woman whose strength is found in the Lord. The blessing of true worship results in spiritual strength. It results in stability and in joy as we have His direction in our mind and in our heart, as we have His direction in our life, as our footsteps are firmly set on the highway to Zion. We're on our way home, but the path of those who are without Christ leads nowhere of eternal value. Even though it says in verse 6, that for now, for a time, we are passing through the valley of Baha in Hebrew, a word that means weeping. There are times when we are homesick, so we weep and we mourn and we long to be out of the valley and with the Lord. But it says, we make it a spring, mayan in Hebrew. It becomes a fountain of blessing that is watered by our tears, like the early rain that waters the earth and covers it with blessing. So through our tears, we are a blessing. We become a blessing to those around us here on this earth. And we are told in verse 7 to be encouraged by this, because day by day we gather strength from God as we live for Him. And so we will go from strength to strength in Him, we will grow stronger and stronger as we are watered by the Word of God, we're told in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 26. So every one of us who belongs to the Lord will appear before God in Zion, in glory. What an encouragement. The journey may be long. It may be difficult, but in the end, there will be joy in His presence forever. O Lord God of hosts, my sovereign King, the psalmist cries out in verse 8, hear my prayer. Give ear to my cries, O God of Jacob. I will not let go of you. Speak to your servant. Speak to my heart. Selah, it says once again at the end of verse 8. Pause for a moment and trust in the Lord and rest in Him, rest in the truth of His word to you. Behold, the psalmist says in verse 9, Ra'ah in Hebrew, look and see. We look to you, Lord. So look at us in our need. For in Christ, the psalmist says, you are our shield. Oh God, you are our only real source of protection. And so, Lord, look upon the face of your anointed ones. We long for you. For only by your grace can we stand and endure this struggle. For even though, for now, the people of this world enjoy the pleasures of this world and live as if they will not be held accountable to you for how they have lived their lives, don't be envious of them, because they believe a lie. Their time is short, while we, for now, endure all things for the sake of the name of Christ Jesus, our Lord. So hang on. Hang on to the truth. Hang on to this prayer, the psalmist tells us in verse 10, that a day in your courts, O Lord, in your presence, is better than even 1,000 days outside of your courts. So we rest in you. We wait for you. Something that the people of this world do not or cannot understand. So in verse 10, the psalmist adds this, I would rather stand in obscurity and in humility at the threshold, at the doorway of the house of God than to dwell and to be elevated to a place of honor in the tents of wickedness. For the Lord God is a sun, Shemesh in Hebrew. He is the source of our power and of our strength. He gives light to us as He leads us through the valley, as He leads us through the darkness of this world. And He is our shield, our only source of protection in a world filled with wickedness. And it is the Lord God alone who gives us this, the gift of His grace, hain in Hebrew, of His favor. And in the end, He will give us the glory and the splendor of heaven as He welcomes us home to be with Him. No good thing, the psalmist reminds us in verse 11, whatever is good for us, whatever brings glory to His name, these things He will not withhold from those who walk uprightly. Tamim in Hebrew, who walk soundly, who walk with integrity in the truth of his word. O Lord of hosts, the psalmist declares in verse 12. Now I understand. Now I understand how blessed beyond measure I am. How blessed is the man or the woman who by faith trusts in you, who worships you in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen.
You've been listening to Bruce David Bell, pastor of Berean Bible Fellowship. If the Lord has ministered to you through this message and you would like more information, then visit us on the web at bbfva.org.